All right, just getting started on a Tuesday, aka 48 hours from Saratoga. Look, I think we're going to get to some Lions a little later, but I did want to open with the Tigers. Level-headed. I don't think any of it's hyperbole. There's no yelling. There's no heavy declarations. But when your team loses 7 out of 8, and I think there's a theme, I think it's okay to talk about it when you're in the walk-up to the trade deadline. And it's a question of A, no, I don't think the real Tigers are a 1-7 baseball team, but I think in totality, over a 40-game spread, being a 500 team that you've been, yeah, I think that's more true than being a 25 games over type thing. I do. That's not an insult.
Right.
But they do have needs. And as you see the lineup falter and you look at month-long struggles and you look at playoff pitching and what it's doing to your lineup, when you look at the bullpen, look, I want to know where you're at with it and what is your need for these things to be addressed. Because here's the thing. No one person, not me, not Rico, not a play-by-play or color analyst on a broadcast, not one person dictates how an entire fan base feels. That's very rare. You guys get to determine it as a paying customer. That's what sports is about.
Yeah, what you hope is that, as I like to call it, the hitting chaos doesn't just fall off the cliff the way the pitching chaos did, where all of a sudden it was working, and then it just stopped against the Guardians, and you had nothing. And then you had to go out there and generate some offense, and guys were kind of looking at each other, giving them each other that Tayshaun Prince shrug, like, who, me? What? The hitting was outstanding, Mike. It was like a different guy every night. Was that guy stepping up to the plate and just getting that key hit, whether it was a home run, whether it was a single, sacrifice fly, you took an extra base. You found ways to score a lot of runs, and that's what got you this gigantic lead. And now it's come back to the pack, and you kind of look like the team that – I thought you were going to be. You're better than a 500 team, but I think you're closer to that 20-20 than you are to the first 60 games.
Yeah, and look, you know, I'm only bringing up the starting pitching thing just because when you combine the fact that Alex Cobb is yet to pitch, and then when you add Jack Flaherty, his last 7 games is rocking an ERA of near 8. Look, I can understand if people call about the pitching, but if I tear this out, bullpen by far and away. You know, I think the starting pitching is the least of your worries. Therefore, the bullpen would help the most when you link those two together. But a right-handed bat has to be a part of this equation. You know, if you go into the playoffs, Zach McKinstry is not a good third baseman. You can talk about an all-star team because 12 people said they didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. And defensively, look, McKinstry can play adequately at a number of positions, but he's not a good third baseman. You know, you can do a playoff series. Are we leaning on things like that, or should we address it?
In the hierarchy of things, I would put starting pitching at number 3, Mike, but it's close. It's like one of your horse races. They're neck and neck coming down the stretch, where if maybe the strategy is to go get somebody to pair with Skubal so that you have that 1-2 punch in the playoffs that could kind of get you jump-started to a 2-0 lead, and then you're kind of waiting until one of those guys come back around again to close it out.
Yeah, there's a chance. Look, I'm not saying this is what's happening. I'm saying, can you guarantee me Alex Cobb pitches and pitches well this year?
I'm to the point now, because we haven't seen him yet, and the deadline is coming up. I can't count on it.
Can you guarantee me Jack Flaherty's back and otherwise are 100% full go?
No.
Or Flaherty turns it around to be something that he just may not be again?
No.
Okay. Then credit you. You can talk about. Look, I'm offering people options.
No, right.
There's no yelling.
So, yes, if they came out and they didn't get that reliever, but they got a starting pitcher who was a number 2.
By the way, shout out Ryan Day, noted Saratoga fan. He was on Fox this weekend at the track.
That's your
noted horse guy.
That's your
I'm going to let the beard die go. He's one of us.
You out the store buying it for him. Here you go,
buddy. Honestly, I'll apply it for him. Noted horse fan, Ryan Day. See, carry on. What were you saying? Sorry.
Mike, I hear what you're saying, and I think, Rico, I think you're right. Yes, the starting pitching is something to look at.
Because, David, if you can get a solid number 2,
mm-hmm.
you got the best pitcher. I mean, if you can go into a playoff series and get that 2-0 lead, you're in command, and now even if you have to wait to the back end for those two to pitch again, you can walk away with a series.
Yeah, but the other problem that I have, and it's why hitting is important to me, is because I can't rely on Kerry Carpenter. He's hurt right now. He may be hurt again. I can't count on McKinstry. I can't count on Veerling. So I think adding something to that lineup, I think it would take you into another level with this team. If that would stretch the lineup just a little bit more, and then I can worry about pitching later. Now, this, I will tell you this. This is the perfect time for this team to do this. This is the perfect time because now Scott Harris can go out there, truly evaluate his team, and get what he needs at the deadline. I would hate as a Tiger fan for this to happen August 1st, where you're struggling like this. Because on surface, I'm already, bullpen was already for me, number one. That's just huge bullet point. But they need a bat.
But I'm telling you, look, and I hope to be proven wrong, and I'm just offering you an opinion. I don't think this will be a front office that's going to do a bunch of bold stuff. I think they have a plan. I think they stick to their plan. I do think the term long-term competitiveness has been woven through any of their forward-facing commentary. I think they will do a Trajan Langdon better in the margins thing. Hope I'm wrong. Want to be wrong. But no, I'm not going to expect a huge blockbuster. I'm not. I mean, I expect them to add. But yeah, I just, Rico, listen.
It's starting to look the same way it has with every other team. You have the high expectations. They're going to make some type of a move. And as the deadline comes, you're looking at the clock like, well, they still have an hour. They still have 45 minutes. They still got 10 minutes. Deadline's over. Maybe they faxed it in and we're waiting.
Right. Go to Aaron, 97.1. Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing really well. And by the way, if they don't turn Roberto Clemente coming out of the clouds into a drop, they're missing out. That was hilarious. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
That's okay.
So the Tigers need not to make a bunch of big moves. And I'm with you guys on this because they're not going to make it. We're not getting Ronald Acuña Jr., right? Okay. But teams in Major League Baseball right now, and you've named a few of them, but the Twins, the Padres, the Diamondbacks, you can go as far as like the St. Louis Cardinals, all have guys. I could name 15 of them. Nobody that's listening to us right now who knows who, Dylan Cease is, right? Okay.
Right.
But they need at least one of all of those positions, reliever, starter, right-handed bat. And even if their names like the one I just mentioned, if they don't do that, there is absolutely no way that this team continues to be what they were in the first half.
No, I mean, Aaron, I agree with you. I think what gives me some hope is they're one of the only teams in baseball that's not fully guaranteed, but almost guaranteed you're going to get in. And once you get in, weird stuff can happen, right? I'm not leaning on black magic here. It's just, I'm with you, is that I think when you have an opportunity to have a 10-11 game lead in the division near the deadline, it is absolutely go time. And Scott Harris's own words are, when this core is ready to win, we're going to spend big. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend around it. Well, spending also means trades, too. I mean, capital comes in human form. It comes in monetary form. I think this clubhouse, I think this manager, I think they deserve support. And yes, you want to be careful who you add. You know, you have a tight-knit clubhouse. You have a really good group. But man, if not now, when?
Right.
I mean, that's how I view it. So I'm hoping I'm wrong. I hope they do some big stuff. But
and that's why I said I wouldn't mind starting pitching, because when you look at it, we may not see Cobb. So now you're going in with the whole question mark. Oh, okay.
Right. I'll say so. Okay. Let's say Cobb doesn't pitch. And right, the last update I remember reading was, God, maybe 4 or 5 days ago. And it was, well, he could be back for the end of the year. That's what I read.
Well, think about it. He was retired. He was ready to go and fade away into the sunset.
You're aware I wasn't a fan of the sign.
I understand. Yes. Estelle Getty.
Between Cobb, Job, and a struggling Flaherty, you know, when you zoom back out, you go, okay, so yes, could I go into a playoff series and feel reasonably good that A, I have the best pitcher in the game at Scooble, of course, with Mize and Olsen as my 2-3? Yes, but it's not what I originally planned on. So I don't want to like dismiss people like you saying pitching. I'm trying to back your point.
No, I appreciate it.
Trying to be nice to you.
Thank you. Saratoga.
Yeah. Less 48 hours. 48 hours. I'm arriving. 48 hours. Okay. 48 hours.
I just want the chair.
48 hours.
I just want to see the chair of shame. Hopefully it's not the chair of shame this year.
I am going to attempt. I'm going to attempt this. There's a chance that Sunday I'm going to take G to the picnic. And if I can find that candid after he's lost 3-4 races with the losing tickets underneath the chair, we might do a picture 15 years later. I will attempt that for you.
Then and now.
That, right. Exactly. Yeah. Same losing.